Now, why were you in Ron Atkinson's house?
A friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. It's about 5 years back. I was about 15.
Yeah.
And his dad worked for a record company type thing. And you know they have all these meetings and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of celebrities and agents and things.
Up at Hillsborough at the moment, in the, I know, but it only takes around half an hour to get over games like today. And in the lounge are all the players. He's gone, hey, you, shut it. We're listening to this. And everyone's now gathered around the radio. Yeah, go on. Carry on.
And, well, basically, he just sat there in the corner. Didn't talk to anybody and read his paper.
When? What were you there for?
Well, it was just sort of this gathering type thing. You know, this bloke's a record executive and there was a lot of file effects and things involved. So, we
came to... Wait, I can tell you about Atkinson's house?
So
some kind of lump something.
No, Rowan Atkinson. No, Ron.
Ron Atkinson, so some sort of lump something leg was held in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Ron.
Yeah,
hey, Ron.
These sort of parties. You know, and so we drank all his Guinness.
You sure this wasn't Ron Saunders' house?
No.
Ron Saunders, who's married to Carla Lane, father of Radiohead.
No, it's definitely Ron. And there he was, sat reading the Telegraph, I think it was.
A rock and roll party was flung in his house.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a rock and roll party. It was more one of these Sunday brunching things, you know.
Right, I'm finding it hard to cover this call. I like it a lot. Well, after the monkey's head, I don't want things spinning off out of control. And Ron didn't throw himself into the party when he's known for throwing himself into parties.
Yeah, it's just that bad, you know.
And what kind of house was it?
It was very big,
yeah.
You know, and posh, and, you know, a lot of vases and things. Didn't see a lot of his wife.
I'm sorry, my friend. I'm all for people living provincial lives and under stones, but having lots of vases is not a sign of extravagance or wealth. He's got his fancy southern ways with lots of vases.
It was a very posh place.
Well, who was he managing at the time?
He was at Villa at the time, because it was in Birmingham.
Yeah? And he was moody throughout.
He was moody throughout.
I have met Mrs. Atkinson, or perhaps the current Mrs. Atkinson, I'm not sure if there's been more than one. And she is a very, and I mean this in all, it's a bubbly woman.
Yeah.
Now, she must have been quite paying the perfect notice. The room was sitting under a cloud, was she?
Well, I didn't see her. She was busy, you know.
The vases. I loved this image of a rock and roll do being thrown. Ron sitting there behind the sporting line, really rattling the pages, looking at every now and then and snarling. He'd agree. I obviously took a fee to allow himself to use for the function. But I thought better, forgot about it, and thought better of it on the day.
I've watched those bloody vases this hopping around.
Ron, I'm sorry, but this sounds like particularly, I mean, I'm not into this distasteful stuff, but I'll be absolutely honest with you. Of all the football managers, and here's the thing, and Billy Connolly used to do a thing about this, but it occurs to me, if you're ever on a train, right, and you think, I'm going to have to go and use the toilet on the train, and as you're walking towards it, you hear the door snap, you hear the lock snap open, and an enormous fella comes out rubbing his hands together, and goes, in you go, son. I blanch you, but I think, I don't want to walk in there, not yet. And I think of all the football managers, in fact, all the footballers, the person I'd least like to follow into a cowsy would be Ron Atkinson, if he'd just done in there. I don't know, I just think it would be the ripest. I can't think of anyone else. It's Ron seems to be a fella, because of his diet, his lifestyle, and his jittery bullets, I think he would leave a funk I would not like to inherit. I've often thought that about Big Ron, by the way.
You know what I'm going to say about that, Dan?
Well, absolutely nothing. You must say, sometimes you look at people and go, oh, I wouldn't like to follow you up, they've been in the cowsy. I often think